Let's bring him in. Mike Causey, take a look at sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, at least the Mets got kind of postponed yesterday. They didn't have to lose again.
Well, they will. They just postponed the inevitable.
Yeah, geez. Well, they're 2.5-3 games behind now, and just 8 days ago they were 4 games ahead.
I don't know if they were 4 games ahead, but they were ahead. But now they're in third place, 2 games out and fading. So the National League East is going to come down between 2 teams, the Phillies and the Braves. That's for sure. The Mets, they're a non-entity.
All right, and the Rays are proving they're the team in the American League East.
Yeah, the Red Sox. The only team comparable to the Mets' free fall is the Red Sox. The Red Sox had a decent lead 2 weeks ago, and now they're 5 games out. They're playing terrible. They had a lead on who'd they play yesterday? Tampa? Was it Tampa?
Yeah, it was Tampa. Yeah,
they had a lead on Tampa yesterday and blew it. Tampa scored 4 runs in the last inning to beat them. They're just in free fall.
Pretty amazing. How about the shocking news? I couldn't believe it, especially when I saw his age. NCAA track champ, Olympic medalist, Carl Lewis, dead of an apparent heart attack at 26.
Who?
Carl Lewis.
Not Carl Lewis, the gold medal winner.
No. But he's won medals. This is an absolute. They're trying to figure out what caused his death. 26 years old, a real champion. So. He's the godson of Carl Lewis, I should say, pardon me, who's following in Carl Lewis's footsteps.
I wonder what the autopsy there is going to show.
Yeah. Cameron Burrell, 100-meter sprinter, one of the best in the country. Whenever you see an athlete like that die at 26, it's just a shocker. Well, no shocker here. How about the Lakers bringing in Russell Westbrook along with, of course, LeBron James and your favorite player, Carmelo Anthony?
Who cares? Who cares?
My good news story of the day. There's a U.S. Wrestler who won the gold medal, okay, in the Olympics. Machina Stock, first black woman, second woman to claim a wrestling gold for the U.S. You know what she's going to do with her money? This is pretty cool. She's going to buy her...
Whoa, what money?
She got endorsements after she won this. People came forward.
Oh, so these athletes get paid.
And she gets gold medal mittens of $37,500.
Okay, so they do get paid. All right. Okay, so what's she going to do with her money?
She's going to buy her mother, who is striving to open a restaurant, a food truck.
I think they cost more than 37 grand.
Oh, no, the food trucks yourself you can buy for $40,000. But still, I just think in today's sports world, it's just kind of nice to see that.
I saw one where this kid that just got drafted, I think it might have been by the Twins. I think he was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
He made a video, put it out there, and he said, Mom, Dad, you don't have to worry about a thing anymore. I'm paying off your mortgage.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep, absolutely.
That should be on TV, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I wonder why it isn't.
Yeah. The Yankees continue their up and down season. They win 2 games, they lose 1 that they shouldn't. It's just they're going nowhere. Just going nowhere fast.
Well, they got beat yesterday by the Royals. They were lucky to beat the Royals the day before. The Yankees have a bunch of young guys playing, and they're actually playing baseball. They're stealing. There was one run that was manufactured where the kid got a double on hustle, and then he stole third. And then he scored on a passed ball. That never happens with the Yankees. The guy gets second, they build a house there. They don't move. At least it's a better band of baseball that you're seeing. But fundamentally, the Yankees are still bad. I mean, I seen Luke Voit yesterday. He was playing soccer at first base. The shortstop, he's still making errors. It's a bad scene for the Yankees.
So
but
now,
at least they're competitive with these young kids, which is a good sign. But then if they start winning with these young kids, what are they going to do when all the other guys come back?
Yeah. What do you think about this Field of Dreams game coming up?
I think it's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's a baseball game. They're playing in a cornfield. Big deal. What does it change the game?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to see guys play in a cornfield or in odd places, Go watch amateur baseball. They do that all the time. It happens every day of the week. But because it's going to be a professional game on TV, they're making a big deal out of it. I played in Puerto Rico in the middle of the jungle where all of a sudden you got a pristine baseball field. It's all over the place. It's all it is a gimmick to try to get people to watch a baseball game. That's all it is.
All right. So we're off to Saratoga today?
No, we're still talking about sport.
Oh, okay.
The White Sox are, like, on fire. They're a bunch of killers. The only time they're probably going to lose a game is when Keuchel pitches because he's pretty terrible. But their lineup is stacked, and it's getting even better. They got two outfielders coming back. One was Lewis Robert, and the other one is Jimenez. Jimenez and Robert were out for most of the season. They're coming back, and this team is just destroying people, hitting home runs and running bases and everything else. They have three top-flight pitchers. Like I said, their weak spot is Keuchel. They're 10.5 games ahead of Cleveland. They got the biggest lead in baseball. To me, them or Houston is going to come out of the American League. They're the two best teams in the American League. And you got to hear these announcers already talking about it. Oh, if they wrap up the division too soon, isn't that a bad thing?
No.
What's wrong with these people? I mean, can't they just report the sport that's taking place if this team performing well? They got to look for it. Oh, they're going to wrap it up too soon. They're going to lose. No, they're not. It's absolutely ridiculous. They're professional baseball players. The manager, who is Tony La Russa, that they don't fail to mention, is not going to rest people. He's going to play people because Tony La Russa knows how the ball game's supposed to be played. But they don't tell you that on TV. They just like to talk. They like to make stuff up. So if you get a chance to watch the White Sox, they play baseball the way it's supposed to be played.
All right. Now what about Saratoga?
Yeah, now we can go to Saratoga. The pick of the day is in the first race. It's a 5.5 furlong turf sprint. The pick of the day is the 3-horse, Red Danger. This horse trained by Brian Lynch, ridden by Luis Saez. If you look at his last work on the training track on the turf up at Saratoga, it doesn't look real impressive, but it's 49-1 around the dogs, and it was the second best work out of 62 horses. He got his feet wet up at Saratoga in a dirt race where he ran very evenly. This horse is bred for the turf, being out of orb, out of a distorted humor mare. 8-1 morning line looks like a pretty good play today. So in the first race at Saratoga, turf only, the 3-horse, Red Danger.
All right, how'd you do this past weekend?
Friday we did real good. Fast Boat paid $23. And Saturday I didn't do too well, I don't think. I don't remember who I picked, but you remember who you won, so we won Friday, but I don't know about Saturday.
All right. I'll check with you later this week, Mike.
Yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.